This Friday marks the 600-year anniversary since the death of King Wenceslas IV, who was simultaneously the King of Bohemia and of the Romans. His rule was marked by political miscalculation and excessive drinking. However, he was also an important patron of the arts. On the occasion of the anniversary, Prague Castle has opened an exhibition depicting some of the most accomplished Gothic craftsmanship produced during his era. Tom McEncrow has more.
The rule of Charles IV, who was simultaneously King of Bohemia and Holy Roman Emperor, is often seen by Czechs as the golden age of their medieval kingdom, that of his son Wenceslas IV less so. Charles set his son up well. At the time that the 17-year-old Wenceslas assumed the throne, Bohemia was arguably the most powerful state in the Holy Roman Empire, and Charles had used his political power to ensure that he was elected for the most esteemed title in the medieval Catholic Europe, that of ruler of the Holy Roman Empire. Wenceslas was elected King of the Romans, but was never crowned as emperor, in part because his rule was characterized by a major papal schism. Aside from the split papacy, his rule was also marked by many other challenges. Towards the end of his reign, a new religious movement started sweeping across the country. The religious tension, in which Wenceslas played a role, would eventually culminate in the Hussite Wars. Wenceslas is still generally perceived by historians as a weak ruler. Robert Novotný from the Center for Medieval Studies says that the king lacked a crucial skill which his other relatives possessed.
The reasons why Wenceslas failed as a ruler are many. However, I believe one stands out. He simply wasn't a gifted politician, unlike his father or his brother Sigismund. Charles and Sigismund saw politics as a passion and managed to recover quickly from political defeats. For Wenceslas, on the other hand, such defeats were heavy blows, and he soon started to avoid his kingly responsibilities.
Despite being an administrative and diplomatic failure, there was one area of activity for which Wenceslas is generally praised, his patronage of the arts, particularly in the form of illuminated manuscripts, which he is reported to have loved, says Robert Novotný.
There was a large contribution during his reign. We cannot say for certain whether this was mainly a consequence of a general European trend or through Wenceslas and his court. However, he was a very well-educated and cultivated individual.
An exhibition at the Imperial Stables of Prague Castle, which opened on Friday, is paying tribute to that legacy. Titled Wenceslas IV, King of Bohemia and of the Romans, The Beautiful Style Around 1400, it documents the life of the king and his court through the art of his contemporary Gothic style. Aside from a wide range of manuscripts, reliquaries and other small art, the exhibit also features artistic objects borrowed from leading international art centres. For example, the Humboldt University's mace, the drinking horn from Dresden, or a unique saddle from the Metropolitan Museum in New York. The exhibition is open to visitors until November 3rd.